Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This ain't a song for the brokenhearted.
Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday is brought to you by the commercial banking team at Northeastern Savings Bank. Upgrade your business to a local partner by Ketch's Law Group, New England's injury pros, and the official law firm of the New England Patriots. By Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. And Bill Belichick brought to you by Diesel Direct, the nation's largest asset-based mobile fueling company. And he joins us here at Gillette Stadium on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Bill.
Morning, Greg.
How you doing? Oh, we got to get that microphone. I think we have to flip that on. There we go. How are you, Bill?
All right. How are we doing this morning?
Doing well. Tough one yesterday, but you were in it at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been quite a few of those this year. We had our chances. Obviously couldn't convert.
What went into, from your perspective, the decision to start Mac Jones in that game yesterday?
Yeah, just trying to, you know, move ahead there. Thought, you know, I had a decent week of practice.
He said post-game that he wasn't on the same page as the offense. Is that concerning to you?
Well, I mean, offensively, we certainly need to execute and perform better. So keep working towards that.
What does that mean, though, in your mind? Not on the same page as the offense.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask him exactly what he's referring to. I'm not sure.
Bill, when you look at the, I think the key is, you know, the week of practice. What were the rep distribution? Was Matt getting the majority of the reps, or was Zab, was it a 50-50 thing, or was it really leaning more towards Matt? And then when you guys made the decision to go with Zappy in the second half, was he get it? Did he get enough opportunities in practice? Where were you guys at with that?
Yeah, I got the majority of the reps, but Zappy got plenty of reps this week.
Okay.
Mac also told the broadcast that he needs to work on not making a bad play worse. We saw him do that a few times during the game yesterday. How does he fix that? Is that a mental issue that he needs to correct?
We just need to stop turning the ball over offensively, period. So,
do you find that if he tries to force a play, that's when that happens?
I think there have been multiple things this year. We just need to do a better job on all the ball security, decision making, so forth. Yeah, it's too many turnovers. Turn the ball over too much.
Bill, when you look at interceptions, a lot of the times, part of it is, you know, maybe defensively not being able to see what the scheme was, or maybe they did a good job at disguising things, or maybe it just is bad decisions. What's kind of been, you know, with the quarterbacks, especially for Mac, what's been the biggest issue? Has it been the disguise of the defense, which has led to those interceptions, or is it just them making bad reads?
Yeah, I'd say it's been a combination of things. Obviously, they're all a little bit different, but just the combination of things. In the end, just too many. Just too many turnovers.
Why at the end did it seem like you guys were content for playing for overtime? You know, you're down 3 points. You have the ball at the plus side, you know, 30, 20-yard line. Why not be more aggressive there offensively before settling for a field goal?
Yeah, well, we were trying to be aggressive. Threw the ball on second down and thought we'd get outside on the sweep on a third down.
You said on this show a few weeks ago that, you know, being a head coach and essentially handling everything personnel-wise, that's a couple jobs. When it comes to Mac Jones and that pick, were you 100% sold on that, or was that something that Robert Kraft pushed you toward?
Yeah, well, organizationally, we thought it was the right thing to do.
Bill, when you look at defensively, you know, watching the games, you look at the defense doing a good job, being able to hold teams to, you know, it's pretty impressive that you think of you're only giving up 22 points a game, and I know the rest of the league is in the teens. But is it a frustrating thing for, excuse me, defensively for you guys to go out there, do a good job, hold team to 10 points or 17 points or 15 points, and then lose games like this where you have an opportunity, but offensively you guys just can't make enough plays to be able to win those games?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, it's a team sport, and you know, we just got to play better defense than they play. We got to play better offense than they play. Play better in a kicking game than our opponents play, so we got to win in all three phases. So we could have saved a couple points here in the game yesterday defensively, and we certainly could have scored more. So a combination of both things.
Injury update on Pop Douglas. Looked, I think, to us like Cam Brown had a clear shot to the head. Were you surprised there wasn't a call there?
Nothing surprises me. Yeah, we'll see how, you know, see how he is today. It's always the next morning is the next day. It's usually more telling than, you know, immediately right after the game. So we'll see how he is. Hopefully he's okay.
Bill, there have been a lot of headlines surrounding your future with the organization, and even some national media members, Dan Orlovsky being one of them, saying that you already have another destination set in place for next season. Do you have any comments on that? I'm sure it's annoying to hear your name in headlines when it comes to you specific while you're focused on this team.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Can you ever imagine yourself coaching anywhere else?
I'm just trying to do the best job I can right now. Obviously need to do better.
Bill, when you talk about doing the best job you can and you start to kind of look at how things have played out, like, I know and I believe you could still coach. And I know that the evolution of the game constantly changes as far as just players and, you know, being able to evolve with more of a mobile quarterbacks. Do you still have that confidence in yourself as a coach to show and be that I can still coach at a Super Bowl level? And, you know, I think kind of what Courtney says, does it frustrate you to hear people say things, but you know you still can coach at this level at an extremely high level?
Yeah, I don't worry about what everybody else is saying. Mm-hmm. I've heard good, I've heard bad, I don't really care.
Wiggy's dealing with it in Brockton right now. That's why he's asking.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I think the biggest thing that I always look at is the game changing. You've been through this game for so many years. What do you think the difficult part of today's NFL would be in for you as a coach being in it for so long? Is there something that is more difficult than others, or is it just something that you're able to adapt with?
Yeah, I think, you know, coaching football is coaching football. Everything changes every year. It's always a little bit different, but that's part of the game. I have confidence in the team. I have confidence in our staff, my ability. We just, unfortunately, haven't been done well enough in all these close games. So we gotta do better.
There's been a lot of talk about the current player changing, and sitting where you guys are right now at 2-9, do you find it difficult with this group of guys to keep them motivated to get wins and not just kind of look forward to the off season or working on personal goals for each of them?
Yeah, I think everybody's been working hard and we've been close. It's just frustrating that we haven't come out on the short end too many times.
Bill, how is it possible that Hunter Henry didn't know until game time who the starting quarterback was?
I don't know.
Did you share that? He just said that post game, so I just didn't. Did you share it with individual players? Did you make an announcement to the team? How did you disseminate that information?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach O'Brien meets most of the league with the offense, but regardless, Mac took a lot of reps in practice, so I think it was a big surprise.
Will he be your starting quarterback this week?
Well, we'll take a look at this week.
The Diesel Direct Player of the Game this week is Ramondre Stevenson. A little bit about what he not only brought yesterday, but has brought all season.
Yeah, Ramondre's a really good football player. He's got good run skills. Some of the best we've had around here. Good balance, good power. Reads holes well. He's a good football player. Catches the ball well.
Bill, one of the things that I noticed, obviously, I'm not in that locker room, just kind of giving a fan's perspective and a former player. And I know Brady spoke a little bit about, you know, some of the, in his opinion, mediocrity that he saw. Is a player still putting in the same type of mental studying that it needs to? Because I feel like there's a lot of just situational mistakes that are very basic. Do you find that guys in today's game are putting the same type of mental focus that maybe other guys in the past did, or is it the same thing? I mean, I feel like guys don't do that as much. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of preparation. You know, I think on every team that you've been on or I've coached, some guys, you know, are at a different level of preparation than others. That's just part of football, part of a group of people. But ultimately, it is about the individual player, but ultimately it's about team execution, being able to, all 11 guys being able to do the right thing at the right time, the right situation, and that's really what execution is. It's everybody doing the right thing. You don't have time to tell everybody what to do. They need to know what to do and be able to identify the situation. Sometimes that's obvious. Sometimes it's not quite as obvious, but yeah, no, I think it's fundamentally, I don't think it's changed.
Speaking of Tom Brady, he said last week when it comes to game day, actual game day, the head coach has surprisingly little to do with the success. Would you agree with that?
I respect anything that Tom Brady says, so.
The coach's verdict presented every week by Catches Law Group, New England's injury pros at catcheslaw.com, and they are proud to be the official law firm of the New England Patriots. Curtis?
Bill, just go back to the reps and the way in which you handled the quarterback situation over the bye week and up until game day yesterday. Back in 01, speaking of Brady, you made a point after the Sunday night loss to the Rams that you had been splitting reps with Bledsoe and Tom, and that was a disservice to the quarterback position, that Tom needed the reps because he was the starter. Why not continue to give the majority of the reps to the starter, or give all the reps to Mac? And if it was a competition, isn't there a competition every week? So why was this two-week gap different than any other week this season when it comes to the quarterback position?
Yeah, I did exactly what you said. Mac had the majority of the reps.
So it wasn't 50-50?
No.
Then why publicly were you so hesitant to say that Mac was the starter?
Because I don't announce starters. I don't announce starters at any position.
Well, the quarterback position is different, and it's not been a question mark. But earlier this year, you've said Mac's the starter. You said Cam Newton was the starter when Cam was here. You did the same with Matt Cassel. I mean, that has been done. It's not totally out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. I did announce a starter, and I'm not going to announce starters at every position every week. So I get asked that every week. I'm not really in that. That's not really what I'm going to do.
Chad Ryland missing that field goal at the end of the game. I know that the weather wasn't great there. Do you put that on the weather, and is it difficult for you to see a guy like Nick Folk, who you parted ways with, succeeding pretty well this season after his time with the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, Chad's, you know, a very talented player, but this is 2 weeks in a row we basically missed extra points, so it's not good enough.
Bill, one of the things that, you know, I know it's difficult from playing in the league, but especially for the quarterback position, is being able to have to deal with the noise and everything that comes with it. What have you told Mac as far as with his mental preparation and mentally trying to stay locked in and not getting into, not hearing all the noise, and just we're not letting one play affect another play and then affect another play. What kind of advice have you given to him to say, hey, stay in the moment and don't let multiple plays affect you moving forward? Because it seems like at times he can get caught thinking about maybe the mistakes that he made, and then it leads to another mistake.
Yeah, we talked to everybody about that. Everybody, but not worrying about what everybody else says or thinks. Focus on what we're doing, what the team is doing, what you need to do from a team execution standpoint. And don't worry about what everything else is out there. Those people aren't really directly involved, and I think it's always better to talk to the ones that are directly involved, your teammates, your coaches.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
People that are directly involved in what you're doing.
Bill, thanks for taking the time.
All right, Greg, appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week. That's Bill Belichick. Up next, Boomer Esiason on a Patriots Monday at WEEI.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.